Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Brendan Escott here, final half hour of Oilers Now. Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, so much more. Get their new Canadian Club sandwich with chicken, ham, bacon, ranch, lettuce, tomato. I think that falls under the so much more category. Visit royalpizza.ca. Check it out today. Going the university route to connect with Ian Herbers, head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears, for our final segment here today. Ian, you're on with Brendan this evening. Appreciate the time. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Excellent. So let's talk quickly about the results of last weekend, and then we'll move ahead to the home-and-home series tomorrow night and Saturday against Mount Royal. But out of the gate, a couple of losses to a pretty stout UBC team. Just maybe put your spin on what happened there on last week.
Well, obviously, they're a very good team. I think they only lost maybe one player that was at the bottom of their lineup. Brought in a couple key players as well. So it's pretty much their team that they had at the end of last year, who played us very hard in the semifinals. So a very skilled team, and they played well that weekend. We weren't at our best. We had guys that had just come back from Arizona's rookie camp, and we had one at Columbus's main camp, and we had three guys coming off injuries. And just our timing and our chemistry just seemed to be off last weekend, and everything we did seemed to not mesh or click, and we just shot ourselves in the foot. First of all, tipped way too many penalties against a skilled team like that. You can't do. And then our power play, when we had our opportunities, wasn't great. So we need to be better at those two areas as well.
Yeah, I wonder if that's something, Ian, you contend with each and every year, the absence of some of the guys, and probably some of your top guys, if you're talking about those away at NHL camps and that sort of thing. What is it like for a coach trying to get that chemistry going early, even though your pieces of the puzzle may not be there?
Well, we've also had a lot of turnover the last 3 years, a lot of guys graduating from the program, so we got a fresh group in this year, but it's always a challenge. It's a good thing having the fresh bodies in. We'll be fine. Our guys will work hard. Our practices have been good. Just trying now to get chemistry, figure out some power play units, change things around a bit, line combos, D pairings, see if we can get the right fits and the chemistry going. And the guys just getting confident again and realizing that it's a process, and we're not going to be at our A game right from the very start. Key is we keep getting better. We're learning from it. We're going to take some bumps here early on in the season, but just like the end of last year when it was time to play our best hockey, we did. And I expect that from this group as well.
Chatting with Ian Herbers, head coach of the Golden Bears hockey team, on the road last weekend for both games. And a lot of the time you get that home-and-home split, which this weekend you do, and it starts at the Claire Drake. Your guys have to be excited about getting out there in front of the home fans.
Yeah, exactly. We've had actually great crowds during preseason at Claire Drake. Huge student body turnout. So if we can get that again Friday, that'd be fantastic. They're, as you know, very loud, boisterous, building their empty beer cup pyramids and chanting and cheering and jeering the other team, and goaltending especially. So a lot of atmosphere, a great vibe in the building, and it's fun to be back in our building. We always talk about getting a new building, but gee, I'd hate to leave Claire Drake. Just the presence that's in that building, the banners, the aura, I guess, the history and stuff. So tough one.
Yeah, here's the 30-second plug where I say that often I am a participant in the Empty Cup Beer Pyramid, and it's a lot of fun there. So if you haven't checked this out yet, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Mount Royal Cougars and the Alberta Golden Bears in the second weekend of Canada West action. Jaken Smallwood looks like he's up to his tricks from last year, leading the team and scoring through two games again.
Actually, he got dinged up in the one game, so he had an off weekend as well. He ended up setting up the one goal on Saturday. It was questionable if he was going to be in this weekend, but today he was cleared and has come through. He didn't practice earlier in the week and was just kind of a day-by-day situation. So he's back in, so we're juggling a little bit again, but having somebody with that skill and that talent and that passion to play in the game is always a positive for us.
He's one of the returning players. Anybody that's a freshman, a first-year player that you're looking at as maybe a breakout candidate, somebody who's sort of stood out to the coaching staff through the first several weeks of the season?
Mason Ward has played very well for us at the back end. I know, obviously, he was a big, big body, but he's got some mobility and some hands and has made some good plays. He, in preseason, was on our power play, scored a couple goals for us, has been very good. I thought Blake Gustafson at the back end as well has played very well, but he dinged up a hand and is questionable for this weekend. And then we've got Boyko and Thacker up front who have been in every game and keep getting better every game. It's an adjustment coming from the Western Hockey League. There's no 16-year-olds in our league. Everybody's 20 to 25 and a little bigger, a little stronger, a little faster. So that adjustment, you can just see their game growing each week.
Last question for you, Ian. Just sort of a handicap the upcoming matchup for me. What do you know about Mount Royal and the challenges you're expecting from over the next two games?
Well, the past few years, they've had the top two players or the top line in the league that have dominated offensively. Both those players have graduated, so now they're relying a little bit more on a team. Four lines, they're D-chipping in, and they're watching their last weekend against Regina, and they're just going to work hard, and they're going to come after us. They're going to be very aggressive on their penalty kill, try a few different things on their power play, but on face-off losses and everything else, they're going to be jumping, they're going to be on their toes, and they're going to try and take away all our time and space. So we got to make sure we're ready. We got to make sure we're ready to execute and get the puck in there and then put them on their heels immediately and keep them there most of the night. But it'll be a good challenge again for us this weekend.
Always appreciate the time, Ian. I'm sure the Claire Drake will be rocking tomorrow night.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right on. Ian Hervers is the head coach of the Golden Bears, leading them into battle this weekend. We'll chat with them again real soon here on Oilers Now. In the meantime, want to put a bow on that game last night? We'll do so with our Direct Workwear Audio Vault. Direct Workwear excited to announce that their women's only workwear store, it is now open, located four doors north of the Direct Workwear location on Gateway Boulevard. That's easy to find. Find out more at womenswearwear.ca. So overall, okay, we heard from Connor Brown on what it was like to recover from that injury earlier in the show. But I think he's got to be spurring a lot of excitement, even among those who may have been the most skeptical of his arrival. I don't know, there was a lot of skeptics, but he says he's having a lot of fun here since arriving.
I'm loving it. I think, the passion that this city has for their team and, what this organization, what this team means to the city is, it's felt in this room and it's felt in the organization. And so, it's such a storied franchise. You know, the guys that have come through this room, it's an honor and a privilege to be an Oiler.
Yeah, it obviously is as we know it, but it's nice to see those that come in, free agents wanting to be here, immediately being immersed in the culture and a winning sort of culture here. A lot of buzz. I don't need to tell you heading into 2023-24. We are separated only by one exhibition game. We get it over with tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on 6:30. Chad, we'll start it off with Oilers Now at 4, face-off show at 5:30, and then play-by-play just after 7 o'clock. We'll press pause one last time here on Oilers Now. Bring it back with the host of Inside Sports, Reed Wilkins. Some Oilers talk, maybe some Blue Jays talk, and a look at what's coming up on his show. What just happened there? We got all sorts of buzzers and sirens. We got lights going off in the studio, and it sounds like you could be heading this Saturday night to the River Cree alongside Bob, Cam, Jay Woodcroft, and least important of all, myself, yours truly. And we'll be cutting it up for an evening of...
You're part of that?
I'm actually part of that. It's the first... I've worked here over 5 years now. It's the first thing I've been a part of, and I'm darn proud of it. You know,
Saturday or in 2 days?
Like, you better have no plans in 2 days.
It's in 2 days. And it's dinner?
It's dinner. At the River Cree.
So that's pretty cool because...
Bob's emceeing the event, so you know it's going to be hilarious.
Well, it's interesting. You know, Bob and Jay Woodcroft. So you get to hang out with the guy pulling all the strings for lineup decisions, and Jay Woodcroft will be there as well.
That's right. That's exactly right. Incredible stuff. You can pick the two brains.
How many winners do we have for that?
We had one yesterday.
I think I heard about that. Yes.
caller number 7 right now.
Is this on air?
Kellen is feverishly, working the phone lines. We won't bring the winner on air. I'm sure
Kellen asked this person if they want an Inside Sports Canned Ham t-shirt as well. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Probably.
I was on the phone. What's up?
Yeah, we're gonna give a t-shirt to that winner.
Oh, okay, cool.
No problem. Canned Ham variety. Not that we have an alternative.
Did you want to talk to him? Or
is he excited?
No, that's fine.
He's very excited.
Okay. You're hosting. I shouldn't chime in there.
Well, you
do whatever you want.
Here we go. All right, we'll bring you on the air for a half a second here. Who am I talking to? Yeah, that'll help if I bring that line up and this line up. And hey, there we go. Now you're on the air. Congratulations, caller number 7.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hey.
Right on. Who do I have?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you listening. And as mentioned, so it's going to be you, me, Bob, Mooner, and of course, the most important one of all, Jay Woodcroft, all down at the River Cree. If you're free to join us on Saturday night, lots of... well, maybe insider information flowing around the table. So, Mike, appreciate you tuning in.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right on. Callum will be in touch. Okay, great stuff here. So, Reed, what do you got coming up tonight?
Does somebody win? No, you have Oilers Now tomorrow still. Does somebody win tomorrow?
No.
That's not enough notice.
We just had 2 sets of tickets.
And how many people are there total?
You get to bring a friend. So that would be a listener and a friend plus... Mike and his guest.
So that's only like going to be 8 people total.
I don't think it's like an intimate dining table. I think it's more of a banquet style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So other people have bought tickets to this? Do we know? Okay.
I wish Bob was here. I wish you'd stop grilling me.
I'm sorry for asking questions.
Why do you care so much?
I'm curious about everything. I'm a talk show host. I like to interview people.
Okay, well, I don't have the answers to this.
I was asking Chelsea about a tofu turkey.
I'm excited to be going. I told there was sponsors and free dinner. That's what I've got.
I was at River Cree 3 weeks ago for Brett Michaels. It was fun.
I have actually not been to the venue yet. I'm almost ashamed to admit, and I can't wait to see what it's like because they've got a lot going on out there.
Yeah, they get a lot of... I saw maybe this person has come already, but while you're waiting for Brett Michaels, they have screens advertising future shows. They have somebody called Elton Ron, who's an Elton John tribute artist. And I believe Skid Row is coming, but Sebastian Bach, no longer the lead singer, the Canadian guy. Did you know that? His name was Sebastian Bach?
I did know that his name was Sebastian Bach. I've seen enough Trailer Park Boys to know about Sebastian Bach.
Okay, I never watched Trailer Park Boys. I was asked, not interviewing Chelsea, but I was asking Chelsea about her Jell-O salad that her dad made. And you know, like the Jell-O salad with vegetables in the middle or something? And then she was in a vegan phase, she made her family or her boyfriend at the time's family or something tofurkey, a tofu turkey. So it actually wasn't turkey at all. And it wasn't shaped like a turkey. Well, maybe a little bit. They should have given it wings and a turkey head. Anyway, this meal's going to be great. Do you want me to stick to one thing? I can try. I have trouble with that, though. sounds like this meal is going to be great Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So rolling into the season.
Yes.
And then, so it's Thanksgiving. So this is like Thanksgiving with Stauffer and Woodcroft.
I guess. Or is somebody
on Jack
the text
coming?
Somebody on the text line put it, dinner with Jay and not so silent Bob.
Oh, that is good. They should have called it that. That is good.
Is that Kevin Smith's work off the top of my head?
Do you know Kevin Smith was on Oilers Now when I was producing it?
Really?
Yes. So this was, well, at least 11 years. I did 2 years of that. So it was either, this is my 11th, going into my 11th. So whatever. It was 11 or 12 years ago. And I can't remember how it came about, but at some point he started cheering for the Oilers, or at least liking the Oilers as one of his teams. Mm-hmm. So something was arranged, and Dan Tenser was doing Inside Sports, which I think at that time, I can't remember if it was 8 to 11 or it had gone 6 to 9 already. So
3 hours?
Oh yeah, when I started doing Inside Sports, it was 3 hours. It was
wow.
It was 6 to 9, and then after about a year, it was 6 to 8. So Kevin Smith called at the wrong time. Like he called early, and so he was supposed to pre-tape with Tenser, but he called during Oilers Now, And Tenser was here, so they were like, Tenser was kind of like, well, I don't want to like lose the interview, but like he wants to go. So we put him on air for like the last 7 minutes of Oilers Now, and then Tenser pre-recorded like an additional 7 minutes that he ran that night. So it kind of turned out pretty good. It's like, well, here he is, and then more coming up tonight. And then the next day, we're near the end of the show, and we're doing some open line, and he just calls in again. And was like, can I go on again?
Really?
Okay. I think he may have perhaps been smoking something at the time.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that's Kevin Smith. Man, yes, he did do Clerks. Dogma. Clerks 2. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I don't know if I ever saw that. Dogma was one that had Alanis Morissette, I believe, playing God or some sort of deity. There's another big movie or two I'm missing in there. But Clerks is a classic. Unless, if you don't like R-rated comedy, don't watch it.
I am feverishly scanning for his filmography, and I can't come up with it quick enough. But, yeah. Geeking out.
But that's incredible. That
anyway, yeah.
Oh, Mallrats was his, wasn't it? Wasn't that his follow-up?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, Mallrats was pretty good. Shannon Daugherty was in that, maybe?
He has a daughter named Harley Quinn Smith.
Oh, interesting.
Must be a fan of the Batman series.
Where's his... hang on. Let's see what else he's done. Oh, Chasing Amy. That's a good movie. Jersey Girl, I did not see. Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Oh. I didn't realize he did that one. Cop Out, Red State. Tusk is the one where like a guy gets turned into a walrus. Tusk is like an idea I would have jokingly in the sports department to you, like, hey, Scott, okay, I got this idea for a movie. No, they made this. Oh, there's another Jay and Silent Bob movie, Kilroy. Oh, there's a Clerks 3 that came out last year. I didn't even realize that.
Okay, right. We're going to this day in Oilers history right now, brought to you by New West Travel. Join the 3-night Montreal road trip, private suite for Oilers versus Habs. Pretty sure they won't have any Kevin Smith films on in that suite. You'll be watching Hockey Night in Canada unfold live. Call or visit newwesttravel.com. Back to 1983 we go. It's the first game of the 83-84 season. That was a pretty important one, if memory serves. The Oilers beating the Maple Leafs 5-4 at Northlands Coliseum. Wayne Gretzky scoring a shorthanded goal and a power play assist. And that began the legendary 51-game point streak.
Oh, nice.
Did that out of the
first game. Do we have to tell an obligatory Toronto joke since Bob's not here?
No, but you should tell me exactly what you were doing on this date in 1983.
I'll do the joke instead, because that's the classic Bob Toronto joke.
Okay, thanks.
Do you know how they change a light bulb in Toronto?
I have an idea, but I'll let
you. They hold it in place and let the rest of Canada revolve around it. I think that's the joke.
I don't want to dig in any further because I'm not going to get invited to that dinner on Saturday night at the River Cree. Mike, congratulations. Appreciate it. What's up?
Do you get to take a guest to the dinner? And I'm not saying I want to come because I don't. You get to take a companion, an escort.
I would hope not an escort. Whoa. Wait.
It didn't come out properly.
Kellen, bring the music in. I'm going to get fired.
No, you won't. If I have been fired, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you've been on air a long time here. I'm sure worse has slipped through the cracks.
Okay. All right, I'm doing Inside Sports. We'll have more Masai Ujiri clips. That was so cool.
How neat was that?
He was there today at Londonderry School. I had a one-on-one with Lane Peterson, who's had kind of a nice camp here for the Oilers. Dave Campbell checks in from Toronto to preview Elks and Argos, which you're hosting tomorrow.
That's right. On Kissin' Country 103.9, because, of course, we've got hockey 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll set it all up at 4. Bob's back to preview the Oilers and Kraken. Daily Faceoffs, Frank Saravalli. George LaRocque will come through as well. It's going to be a blast. Reed's got you covered next. Can you tell we had fun today? I hope you did too. Brendan Escott with you saying so long from the 630 Chet Studios.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.